If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Newton Media Group, a family of creative services, presents the Voice Over Work podcast, an eclectic collection of viewpoints, water cooler knowledge, and inspirational stories from some of the newest audiobooks on the market. This is Russell Newton. I'll be your host for the podcast, and thank you for listening. Hope things are going well for you today. On the podcast today, we take a little deeper look into a book introduced in a previous podcast with a chapter-by-chapter look at Counting Quick Start Guide, the simplified beginner's guide to real-world financial and managerial accounting for students, business owners, and finance professionals. Written by Josh Bowerly, narrated by Russell Newton. 1. Accounting as a tool of business. Behind every good business is a good accountant. Anonymous. Probably an accountant. An online retailer, let's call her Kathy, who sells jewelry to customers all over the world, is considering hiring 5 new employees to help her expand her business. Kathy would like to offer these new employees fair and competitive compensation, but is unsure of how much she can afford to pay them on an ongoing basis. Last month, Kathy moved her jewelry business out of her basement and rented a workshop and retail space in a midtown shopping center with heavy foot traffic. Paying rent every month is an added business expense, but having a new walk-in customer base to supplement online sales will, Kathy hopes, provide a strong boost to the business's revenue. In the same shopping center, a print shop owner franchisee, let's call him James, has been operating at a small loss for the past 4 months. At a recent national conference, the print shop owner met other franchisees who claim to have restored profitability to their businesses by eliminating certain product and service offerings. James is now studying his sales records, looking for products and services that do not generate enough revenue to justify their expense. Meanwhile, the print shop owner's franchise-issuing parent company, a multi-billion-dollar publicly held corporation, has had a very profitable quarter and would like to return some of that money to its shareholders in the form of dividend payouts. But how much can the company afford to pay out? It depends on how much cash needs to remain on hand to effectively continue normal business operations and to make new investments that will help grow the business. From newly minted online retailers to Fortune 500 companies, fundamental accounting. 10. Sizing up the software. For students of accounting pursuing coursework or a degree of some kind, understanding the underlying mechanics and theories of accounting is unavoidable. You must know how to use debits and credits, ledgers, and the fundamental accounting equation, assets equals liabilities plus equity. Hopefully, this book has provided you with a strong foundation for your academic pursuits. Other readers, however, may not have any intention of pursuing a degree in accounting, or any degree at all. They may be reading this book simply for the purpose of gaining a better grasp of their business's finances. If this is you, then there's a good chance that at some point while reading this book, you thought, "Jeez, I wonder if it's worth my time to learn all this. Can't QuickBooks do all this stuff for me?" The truth is that QuickBooks and other accounting software products do a great job of taking care of a lot of the internal accounting mechanics. They make it easier to set up, organize, and visualize your accounts, and they will relieve you of much of the tedious calculation. Nevertheless, if you're looking to make a CFO-caliber impact on your business, a knowledge of basic accounting principles, in addition to good software, is the perfect mix. Then again, you can still find those small business owners out there who, possessing a good fundamental knowledge of accounting, find it simpler to eschew any software and instead rely on the 4 filing cabinet system that we briefly discussed in Chapter 5. 1 cabinet for assets, 1 cabinet for liabilities, one for revenue expense, and one for owner capital withdrawals. After all, software or no software, businesses need to keep some physical documents in order to maintain proper tax compliance and minimize fraud risk. In a good digital hard copy hybrid setup, the software is used to expedite journal entries and the formation of reports, but many tangible hard copy records, such as receipts. 2. Introduction to financial statements. If accounting is the language of business, then financial statements are a translating tool used to relay information from the world of accounting to the world of business decision making. You don't have to be an accountant to make extraordinary use of financial statements. CFOs and bookkeepers are hired and paid well to produce these statements so that executives, owners, managers, and shareholders can make intelligent decisions based on sound financial data. These are the four most basic and widely used financial statements: income statement, statement of owner's equity, balance sheet, statement of cash flows. In this chapter, we will introduce these statements and discuss how they relate to one another. Income statement. This is known as the profit loss or PL statement. The income statement lists the business revenues and expenses over a given time period. The main output of the income statement is the business's net income, total revenues, minus total expenses. You may also hear net income referred to as income, profit, or earnings. On an income statement, both revenues and expenses are broken down by account type, such as sales revenue and service revenue for revenue accounts, and rent expense and insurance expense for expense accounts. Figure 2 is a sample income statement for Kathy's jewelry design. Many income statements for smaller businesses like Kathy's will have only one revenue account. But because Kathy is in a unique situation, attempting to expand her formerly online only. 3. Financial statement analysis. The three most dreaded words in the English language are negative cash flow. David Tang. In this chapter, we'll dive deeper into the anatomy and applications of the income statement, balance sheet, and statement of cash flows. These financial statements are central to both financial and managerial accounting. Though incredibly useful in their own right, each has shortcomings that can obfuscate the full financial picture. They function best when used together. This is why accountants aim to unify the production of financial statements around specific, consistent, agreed-upon time periods so as to allow timely and reliable apples-to-apples comparisons. The financial statements featured in the previous chapter were those of a sole proprietorship, Kathy's Jewelry Design. In this chapter, we'll follow the financial story of a much larger corporate business entity called Printco. The majority of accounting principles carry over quite evenly from one type or size of business to the next, at least in terms of how financial information is categorized and presented, the bookkeeping level, if you will. The accounting level, how we derive actionable meaning and intelligence from available financial information, becomes more nuanced in response to variations in business type and size. The ins and outs of the income statement. In Chapter 2, we reviewed the income statement for Kathy's Jewelry Design, a small sole proprietorship. Income statements, in the context of Kathy's business, are fairly straightforward. Every business owner is interested in whether her revenues exceeded her expenses, and thus, whether or not the business made a profit or incurred a loss. Recall James, our other entrepreneur. 4. Assets equals liabilities plus equity. Double-entry bookkeeping was one hell of an invention. Charlie Munger, American investor. Up to this point in our study, we've offered a fairly high-level view of accounting. Financial statements, in many ways, represent the finished product. But in order to craft any finished product, we first need to gather and process raw materials. In accounting, the raw materials are data, source documents, filing systems, rigorous data entry protocols, journal entries, and other bookkeeping tools that must be properly applied and compiled if we are to produce accurate and actionable financial summary data, financial statements for our business. In this chapter, we're going to evacuate the hilltop and venture down into the trenches of accounting. For you small business owners out there looking to harness the power of accounting to improve your decision-making and organization, this chapter will prove incredibly useful, as will chapters 5, 6, 8, and 9. Double Entry Accounting. The title of this chapter is Assets Equals Liabilities Plus Equities. You may recall this equation from Chapter 1. It's known as the Fundamental Accounting Equation. It's reproduced on the balance sheet, and for us accountants, it's the basis of everything we do, really. The equilibrium between assets on one hand and liabilities plus equity on the other is maintained at all times by a critical accounting methodology known as double entry accounting. Double entry accounting mandates that any change made to an account must be offset by a change to another account, and that assets always remain equal to liabilities plus equity. Double entry accounting does not mean...
5. Recording business transactions. Accountants are cowboys of information. David Foster Wallace, novelist. Now that you understand the fundamental accounting equation and double entry accounting, you can rest easy, having put many of accounting's mathematical challenges behind you. As strange as it may seem, accounting does not involve a lot of difficult math. It's mostly just addition and subtraction. The real challenges of accounting, rather than mathematical, are organizational and analytical. An accountant makes him or herself invaluable by organizing financial data in such a way that it shines a light forward, identifying the business's current direction, needs, and options. In this chapter, we'll review several of the specific methods and tools used by accountants and bookkeepers to identify relevant data and to keep this data organized and accurate. Business owners, after reading this chapter, will know what their accountant means when she says she needs to make a journal entry or create a trial balance. If you're a business owner wishing to do your own accounting, this chapter provides key insight for gaining control of your books. Source documents. Source documents are the primary records used to verify that a change must be made to one or more accounts. If I own a crop dusting business and my airplane needs its propeller replaced, then my order slip from the propeller manufacturer is my source document, verifying that I have purchased a replacement part for one of my assets. Similarly, if I write a check to the chemical company for 100 pounds of pesticide, then that check could suffice as a source document for my purchase of materials. Examples of source documents may include the following. Order sheet. 6. Managerial accounting. How to put accounting fundamentals to work on behalf of your business. Balanced budget requirements seem more likely to produce accounting ingenuity than genuinely balanced budget. Thomas Sowell, American economist. Managerial accounting expands the principles of accounting beyond the financial realm into the logistical and strategic dimensions of business decision making. An industrial parts supplier decides to expand its warehousing capacity. Would it be more efficient to invest in a new warehouse, or should the company expand its current warehouse by adding on a new floor? How much storage capacity is gained in either scenario, and at what cost? Which option offers the best return on investment? The purpose of managerial accounting is to help business managers make better decisions. A key differentiator that separates managerial accounting from financial accounting is the intended audience. In managerial accounting, the intended audience is the decision makers within the business. In financial accounting, the intended audience is usually an external one: investors, auditors, bondholders, etc. The methods used in financial accounting are often highly standardized and are subject to GAAP, Chapter 7, and various other compliance requirements. Managerial accounting methods, by contrast, are highly customized
and are tailored with a great deal of precision to the immediate needs of the business. Managerial accounting constantly evolves within an organization. The development and maintenance of optimized managerial accounting practices requires cycles of evaluation, updates, and re-implementation. An ice cream store has a display freezer with the capacity. 7. Monitoring stocks and investments. Accounting was the course that helped me more than anything. Julian Robertson, aka the Wizard of Wall Street. In the previous chapter, we approached accounting from the perspective of a small business owner. In this chapter, we will approach accounting from the perspective of an outside investor, someone who is interested in buying into a business, property, or other asset, but is not necessarily interested in participating in its day-to-day management. In this chapter, we will assume that investment decisions are driven by cold, unbiased financial analysis, not by personal networks or passion projects. The purpose of this chapter is to provide an overview of the ways in which financial accounting is used to support investment decision-making. It's not intended to be used as a comprehensive or instructive resource that can be exclusively relied on for investment guidance. We'll begin this chapter with a discussion of GAAP, the generally accepted accounting principles. GAAP helps to ensure that accountants use similar, comparable approaches and definitions when producing financial statements and other accounting data. We'll discuss GAAP first because it establishes the rules of the playing field when it comes to how financial data is recorded and reported. What is GAAP and why does it matter? Companies that are publicly traded, meaning anyone can buy shares, must provide the market with a way to compare their financial credentials with those of other companies also competing for investor dollars. The methods and assumptions used by companies when disclosing their financial credentials must be uniform. If, for example, one company were permitted to broaden its definition of income and narrow its definition of expense, then it could produce income statements that would not fairly compare. 8. Income tax accounting, keeping your business out of IRS crosshairs. The U.S. tax code was written by A students. Every April 15th, we have to pay somebody who got an A in accounting to keep ourselves from being sent to jail. P.J. O'Rourke, political satirist. Good accounting practices can keep a business legally compliant while minimizing its tax burden. From the retail storefront tax professionals who help individuals file their income taxes in April, to the accounting firms hired to handle the complex income taxes of Fortune 500 companies, income tax services are representative of an enormous industry. The reality is that most every individual, business, and nonprofit is required to dutifully and accurately file and pay, if they owe, income taxes. The certainty of taxes, of a nature second only to death, ensures that accounting remains a highly stable, high-demand profession. Income tax accounting refers to the branch of accounting that focuses only on financial events which affect an individual or business's income tax liability. Income tax accounting professionals must be intimately familiar with the current rules and regulations governing income taxes as set forth by the Internal Revenue Service. Marginal tax rate versus average tax rate. For business owners and entrepreneurs, the tax factor can play an important motivational or counter-motivational role in the decision about whether or not to pursue additional revenue, and, if yes, how aggressively. At any given moment in the life of a business, the next dollar earned will be subject to a particular taxation rate, something known as the marginal tax rate. The marginal tax rate will usually not remain the same throughout the life. 9. Detecting and preventing fraud. Ethics and fraud prevention are critical aspects of accounting. Accountants and bookkeepers, as well as any business professionals handling sensitive financial records, must exercise an exceptional degree of ethical decision-making and scrutiny. A person with a strong ethical compass may find it difficult to envision the many ways in which fraud can potentially damage a business. True story. A trainer at a medical insurance company was in charge of training new personnel on how to submit claims to the accounts receivable department for payment. As part of the training, she would send in fake claims with fictitious payees and was responsible for notifying accounts payable so that they would not pay out any claims to healthcare providers that did not exist. Because there was little control exerted by the insurance company over claim submissions, the trainer chose to set up a couple of fake companies under her control and to use these fake companies as fictitious payees when training new employees. The trainer intentionally failed to notify the accounts payable department when using her own companies for training purposes. Over time, accounts payable paid out some $11 million to fake companies controlled by the fraudster. Another true story? A bookkeeper at a construction company was in charge of reconciling bank statements, checking bank records against internal accounting records, and was also a clerk in accounts payable, a dangerous combination of duties from the outset. She defrauded her company by submitting expenses to be paid that were not real expenses. The supervisor would sign the checks, and the fraudster would then white out the payee line of the check and write in the name of an account that she controlled. The end result was 500. This has been Accounting Quick Start Guide, the simplified beginner's guide to real-world financial and managerial accounting for students, business owners, and finance professionals. Written by Josh Bowerly, narrated by Russell Newton. Copyright 2019 by Josh Bowerly. Production copyright by Josh Bowerly. Please be sure to visit Amazon.com or Audible.com for more information on this book and the author. With an eclectic collection of water cooler knowledge, inspirational stories, and motivational thoughts from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Overwork Podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.